Hi everyone, this is Tessa, and thank you for joining us on this first episode of our podcast. I thought I'd give this a shot. We've done some video and posted that and got some positive response and positive feedback, which we appreciate. And I thought of doing the podcast because Glenn and I, when we come back from our trips, we usually like to talk about our experiences. And I know I may be a little biased because I'm his wife, but I really think that he's really good about, you know, discussing and kind of breaking down the historical details and context of the places that we've been to. And I feel like I have my live-in or personal guide or historian or whatnot. But just wanted to, you know, see if this is going to be something that would be helpful for you to plan your trips or think about places to go. So let me introduce to you my, I'm going to say guest because I think we're going to be doing this regularly with you. So my partner in crime, my favorite travel buddy, the travel nerd himself, Glenn Cruz. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. So I think what we could start off today would be a question on history, since you're a big history nerd, on top of being a travel nerd. What would be your top three places or three experiences where you feel like history has really come alive for you when we're traveling or when we traveled? Yeah, tell me what your top three are.
That's a tough question, because everywhere we go, I'm always looking into the history of that location, that place, okay. Because that's what makes it interesting for me. Mm-hmm. Top three. Huh. I would probably put Jerusalem there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Can't sure I can rank them, but Jerusalem mm-hmm. is definitely there because it's been a, you know, crossroads of civilization for so long. Mm-hmm. Each time a conqueror comes in, an empire, a kingdom, they always leave their mark mm-hmm. through the ages. So it's like just layers of history, one on top of the other, literally.
Yeah.
And it also shows in the people, mm-hmm. you know, the current people residing there. They're a product of that history. Mm-hmm. And up till now, you know, it's still on the move because a lot of things politically are still up in the air. Mm-hmm. So every day they are making history just by living in that piece of real estate. Mm-hmm. Another place probably would be Berlin.
Yeah.
Capital of Germany. It's very strong in history as far as I'm concerned because I've always studied World War II a lot. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, Berlin was like ground zero for that. Mm. In many ways, it was planned in Berlin, the whole war. Mm. And you can see walking around the city how the communist era, when it was split between West and East Germany, and before that, the Nazi era,
yeah.
How all of that still exists in the structures around it.
Yeah, I remember that one place that we went to, the topography of terror. I guess that was the site of the Nazi headquarters, right?
It was the headquarters of the SS.
SS, okay.
Yeah, but it's pretty much like it got bombed out, so they mm-hmm. built a museum there.
Yeah, on top of it.
And, you know, it just brings a lot of very difficult emotions, mm-hmm. feelings, and because of the events, the dark events that happened there.
Sure.
And they're not ancient. I mean, these events happened within the past 50, 60 years. And even up to now, it's left its effect on even in the landscape, mm-hmm. if you think about it, if you remember while we were walking around that area.
Yeah.
So Berlin really hit home for me in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I recall you would tell me, oh, I was around when these things happened, particularly the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
You know.
But the funny thing is, I don't know, I really have bad memory, and I'm so glad that I travel with you and you have such this keen mind for detail. But like, I was probably just busy with my life back then too. I'm sure I've heard about it in the news or watched it on TV, but like the fall of the wall, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall. I mean, when I'm there, I'm thinking like, wow, what was I doing at that time? Well, what year was that anyway?
I think it was 1990.
90, yeah. Was it?
I just remember David Hasselhoff.
So
like, what is Knight Rider doing here? I was young. I didn't understand he was a big hit in Germany for some reason. Yeah.
So yeah, that's something that's
that's one of those places. Mm-hmm. Another one for me is I can't pinpoint an exact city, so I'll name the whole country, Morocco.
Okay.
Morocco is fascinating to me because it's been a center of trade for so long. Mm-hmm. And all these, it was a part of a trade route. And mm-hmm. all of this trade that went on for so long had an impact on the people.
Mm-hmm.
Had an impact on how they think, how that had an impact on their architecture, had an impact even on their food.
Mm-hmm.
Their food, in a way, is history, if you think about it. Yeah. And their main religion is Islam,
mm-hmm.
and they're Arabs and Berbers, but because of the French influence there that left its mark, they're a little bit more European, a little bit more liberal than their Arab cousins.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And so you can just see how the history, the events that happened in that country, how it affected the psyche of an entire people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that fascinating.
That's true. My top three, I shared the two with you. Jerusalem, for sure. Walking along the streets of the old city and thinking about how Jesus has walked on those same cobblestone steps or whatever that was. But not just from a historical context, but also from a spiritual perspective, being a Christian. And it really drove home the point that Jesus is not just this mythical being that you read about in the Bible. You've got historical information, historical data, proving that this man actually lived, and walking on those streets really drove it home for me, making it feel like it's really real. And I guess it's not Jerusalem, but I'll just say this too, since, I guess in Israel in general, the whole experience of it is on the boat on the Sea of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, again, a bit of history for me as well, because, again, more Bible history, I guess, than anything, but kind of thinking like, wow, this is where Jesus had walked, and then all those miracles by the shore of the Sea of Galilee. So, but yeah, definitely Jerusalem, and seeing places where places that we've heard about or read about in the Bible had actually happened. Berlin, yes, definitely for me as well, because I had this roller coaster of emotions while we were walking through the city, like we mentioned. Going to the places, the landmarks or the memorials of World War II, and, thinking about that very dark period of history, the Nazi regime, that was such a heavy, heavy feeling that, it really happened. And then, kind of we'll step out a little bit, kind of get some fresh air, go back to current day Berlin, and the vibe is so fun. The art, the architecture is so much fun. And then before you know it, we turn a corner and boom, we're right against the remnant of the wall. That was more of a Cold War era. And again, you think about all the implications of that wall having a divided city, and knowing that had happened in our lifetime is really fascinating for me.
And if I may interject, you were very
interject away, Glenn.
impacted by the escape attempts. If you remember, various escape attempts and the various attempts of the East German government to stop them from getting across to the other side.
That's true.
Remember again, those stories?
See, folks, this is where I need him, because again, I could not remember a thing. But yes, I'm fascinated by it. We went to that museum where they showed a lot of the pictures of how people were trying to smuggle, how they smuggled themselves, like in cars, and they're all their different ways of smuggling. Your
Checkpoint Charlie.
Checkpoint Charlie, yeah. So my third, it's kind of a toss-up, so I'm going to cheat a little bit and have four rather than just three. But the other one for me was Sarajevo in Bosnia, and I know we've done a little video clip that I put up on the site too, but standing and walking the streets of Sarajevo, looking at the buildings that were damaged by sniper bullets and mortar shelling, that I think really, really hit home for me, because that one I really distinctly remember. Not a lot of things I remember, but that's something I distinctly remember watching on CNN when I was in high school, hearing those names of cities that felt like such a world away: Sarajevo, Kosovo, Mostar, all these places, and to be there, at least specifically in Sarajevo. And you remember that one time when we went up that hill?
Yeah. That used to be the site of the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Pre-war, obviously.
Yugoslavia era. Yes. Okay. And so, like, standing there and knowing that people shot at the city from that vantage point, or, you know, was it an artillery point?
Yeah, they set up, that's one of the locations, because the Bosnian Serbs controlled the hills. Mm-hmm. And from there, they set up artillery shells. And you remember those big binoculars we had?
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily target buildings from up there.
It's fascinating how far away, but how that, you know, having that vantage point was, you know, something that they used to their advantage, obviously. But again, going back to the city, they had those, you remember seeing on the streets, they had these holes that they fill up with red paint. They call it Sarajevo roses.
Mm-hmm.
And these were places, these are, you know, parts of the city that were bombed out, and they filled it up with the red paint to really, you know, help people remember the tragedy, the horrors, and, you know, I guess for never forget the lessons of that very dark time of their history. And I, like I said, I have one more, and that is, what was my I was thinking of it and I forgot about it. Not Bosnia. Oh, I know. Rome.
Eternal City.
Yes, the Eternal City. All roads lead to Rome, so they say. But, you know, in many of the places we visited in Europe, there's always some Roman ruin somewhere. So I still am wrapping my head around how enormously influential the Roman Empire was in shaping the world's history. And to be there in Rome itself and, you know, just walking down, you know, the Roman Forum, I guess it was, that was truly an unforgettable moment for me, thinking about, you know, what it must have looked like back then, the Roman citizens. What was that place we saw where Julius Caesar's, was that his funeral pyre? Is that where he was buried?
No, was where his funeral pyre was. And it's interesting that people are still laying flowers.
They are, right?
And, you know.
And again, just like, I guess, Jesus in Jerusalem, like, these personalities we hear about, or we watch them in movies and TV shows, kind of just, you know, they're the depiction of these people. But being there and walking on the streets and touching the buildings that have stood the test of time is truly remarkable. And so, yeah, so I'm glad that you know a lot of these things, because he really helped me understand and put things into perspective when we're there. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So that's it for our first episode, you guys. We'd love to know where you felt history come alive for you. What destination, what city, what experience have you had where you really feel like, wow, it's really not just something that, you know, just hear about in a history class or in a documentary or in a book, but you really felt like, you felt really the weight of history coming alive. So let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe leave a note or leave a comment below, or post something on our Facebook page. Viajera Filipina Online is our Facebook page. And we'd really love to hear from you about that. And so, yeah, tell us too if you like this podcast or you think it's nothing of value at all. But I think we're going to do this. I think this is fun and interesting. What do you think, Glenn?
Yep. Looking forward to reading people's comments.
Wow. Nice feeling. Anyway, yun lang. We'll hope to catch you again soon. And we'll see you on Facebook. All right. Bye.